This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, May 23rd. We're just going to roll with it. Starting June 1st, both Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises are changing their deposits for suite guests. The new deposit rate will now be calculated as 10% of the cruise fare per guest, replacing the previous fixed amount per person. So if your suite is, let's say, $6,000, you're going to pay $600 instead of the normal $250 per person or whatever the rate is. However, if the 10% calculation is less than the current standard deposit, the standard amount will still apply. Let's just make it all confusing. The change affects all suite categories, including suite guarantees, and will make junior suite deposits non-refundable for Dawn bookings. Deposit requirements for other cabin types remain unchanged. And if you've ever wondered what a cruise ship looks like out of water, well, it's pretty big, and Carnival Cruise Line has posted some photos. Carnival Pride here at their month-long dry dock in Cadiz, Spain, receiving some new upgrades, as we mentioned last week, including the Heroes Tribute Bar, the Carnival Adventure Shop, and the Dreams Photo Studio. The ship's steakhouse is also being rebranded to a Fahrenheit 555, and the controversial Naked David statue is being removed. Also during this refurb, 29 existing cabins are being converted to ADA-compliant cabins, and 5 new cabins are being installed as well. After the dry dock, Carnival Pride will spend the summer sailing in Europe before returning to North America. And Jamaica's cruise industry is experiencing a significant resurgence this year with an impressive increase in passenger arrivals. Over 300,000 cruise passengers were welcomed in the first 2 months of the year, which is a huge increase from the under 50,000 it saw during the same period last year. As of mid-May, over 1.5 million land and cruise passengers were welcomed to Jamaica, surpassing forecasts and potentially setting the stage for a record-breaking year. Jamaica's 5 cruise ports are Ocho Rios, Port Royal, Port Antonio, Falmouth, and Montego Bay. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 2.6%, 11.22. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 80.33. And Norwegian up 1.2%, 14.32. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.